And next we'll go to the Netherlands, where reporter Gregory Crouch has been covering the campaign. And Mr. Crouch, why would the Dutch also oppose the Constitution when they vote on it on Wednesday, or some of them anyway?
Well, the issues here are a bit different than they were in France. The Dutch are very concerned about immigration, and in particular the possible entrance of Turkey into the EU, so that's one reason. Another reason that has Dutch voters angry, actually, is that the euro here caused a fair amount of inflation. So a no vote can be seen as a sort of revenge against the politicians in Brussels.
You mentioned this concern about Turkey. That's a concern that if Turkey becomes part of the EU, there'll be even more Turkish immigration to the Netherlands. That's a concern there?
That's correct. The Netherlands already has a fair amount of Muslim immigrants. I mean, a city like Rotterdam is almost half Muslim at this point. And the concern is that a small country like the Netherlands could be conceivably swamped with Muslim immigrants if Turkey were to become a member of the European Union.
And what signs do you see of the campaign there when you walk along the streets?
There are posters, and there's been a great deal of television advertising and newspaper advertising, but the campaign here, particularly the Yes campaign, got a very late start, and that's one of the reasons why experts believe that the outcome will be a no vote.
Reporter Gregory Crouch is at The Hague. Thanks very much.
Thank you.